This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 28 prematurely born babies evacuated from Gaza's biggest hospital were taken into Egypt for urgent treatment on Monday, while Palestinian authorities and the WHO said 12 people were killed at another Gaza hospital encircled by Israeli tanks. The newborns had been in North Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital, where several others died after their incubators were knocked out amid a collapse of medical services during Israel's military assault on Gaza City. Israeli forces seized Shifa last week to search for what they said was a tunnel network belonging to Hamas Islamist built underneath. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. Israeli strikes have targeted Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Dozens of injured Palestinians, including women and children, are taken to Nasser Hospital following a reported Israeli airstrike on Khan Yunis. More than 11,500 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and minors, have been killed since the war began, according to Palestinian health authorities, who do not differentiate between civilian and militant deaths. About 2,700 people are reported missing. Some 1,200 people were killed in Israel, mostly during the October 7 attack, and around 240 taken captive by militants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dozens of Israelis marked Children's Day by protesting outside the offices of the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, or UNICEF, in Tel Aviv on Monday evening, pleading the organization to help Israeli children hostages in Gaza. Protesters chanted, "Bring them home now," and "UN, do your job," and carried placards featuring the faces of child hostages as messages and photos were projected onto the building itself. This is VOA News. A spate of attacks in a disputed region claimed by both Sudan and South Sudan has left 32 people dead, including a UN peacekeeper, local officials said. A government representative for Abay, a contested oil-rich territory straddling the border of both countries, condemned the attacks that occurred early Sunday in two counties by armed militias and soldiers wearing uniforms of South Sudan's National Army. Mali is experiencing a severe electricity crisis that analysts say will have dire economic consequences. For the first time, citizens are openly criticizing Mali's military government, which has until now enjoyed widespread support in the capital. Annie Reisenberg has more from the capital, Bamako.
Mohamed Kante has been a carpenter since he was 20 years old. In recent months, his workshop, normally buzzing with the sound of his many tools, sits largely silent because of what he says are the worst power cuts Mali has experienced in recent memory. Generators are unaffordable for most of the Malian population, even for skilled workers like Kante. He says, if the electricity is cut, all of my work stops. The government pledged the situation would improve. The government has not said what it is doing to address the situation. Annie Reisenberg, VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
Joseph Boakai, who defeated President George Weah in Liberia's election runoff last week, says his administration will review mining concessions. Reuters correspondent David Doyle says the new president has described the sector as one of the worst problems in the country.
Liberia's new president-elect, Joseph Boakai, has said his administration will take a close look at mining concessions to ensure they benefit the country. Boakai was speaking in an exclusive interview on Sunday after defeating the incumbent president, George Weah, in a November 14th runoff.
To be very frank with you, the mining sector had been one of the most problems in this country.
The former vice president campaigned on a promise to rescue Liberia, which is still recovering from the legacy of two civil wars and the Ebola epidemic.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says despite the West African country's rich mineral reserves, including diamonds, gold, and iron, ore poverty, unemployment, food security, and poor electricity supply persists. Lawyers for Donald Trump were met with skepticism Monday as they urged an appeals court to revoke a gag order in his election interference case, although the judges appeared inclined to narrow the wording to safeguard his right to criticize his prosecution. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.